Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women celebrating 10 years this year. I find that so hard to believe. It's been 10 years of living my life's purpose. You know, you may also know me as the 8-time best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company, InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice and a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring their brand out of the shadows. All of my brands, including this show, are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So welcome. And I have to tell you, I am super excited about today's show because an old friend is joining me today, Colette Barron-Reed. And I have to say something. Colette and I met, God, when Aspire first started. I was a print magazine. I was in love with her message back then, and that's going back 9 or 10 years. And I sponsored a live event she was doing here in New England and got to see her in action, got to feel her energy, her intention behind everything she does. And I've been following her and been a big supporter of hers ever since. So I'm so grateful that she has joined me today because we're going to be talking about something that is so important. And it's about you, your soul's journey, how to navigate it, and Colette's new book, which I just told her I devoured. It's called Uncharted, The Journey Through Uncertainty to Infinite Possibility. And it's really about, you know, we all question, you know, where am I going? How will I get there? And as Colette says, in a world of uncertainty, most of us don't even know the answer to that. And our challenge is to sail into uncharted waters, away from the familiar ways that don't work anymore, to discover ourselves and the infinite potential for our lives. And Colette will be talking today about the 5 interconnected realms that are part of the journey that we all need to take, the realms of spirit, mind, light, energy, and form, that when you take this journey and take inspired action, it can empower you to harness your personal power and turn fear into possibility as you venture into the undiscovered places where magic begins. So before we dive in, let me introduce Colette. Colette Barron-Reed is an internationally acclaimed intuition expert and host of the TV show Messages from Spirit. She's also a best-selling inspirational author and oracle expert, published in 27 languages, a keynote speaker, a recording artist, and an entrepreneur. Colette is known for her uncanny, laser-sharp intuitive insights and brings audiences to laughter and tears. And I've been in the audience, and that nails it. And whether they're packed auditoriums or private clients across 29 countries, she delivers every time. Colette's the CEO and founder of the Envision Lab, offering advisory services for select influencers and education for coaches in her trademarked energy psychology process called the Envision Process. Originally from Toronto, Colette splits her time between the U.S. and Canada with a husband, Mark, and 3 fluffy Pomeranians. When she's not writing books and teaching global audiences or doing shows like this, she's riding her Harley along the seacoast. And I always laugh when I read that, Colette, because I can envision that. So welcome, beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. What a great, it's a great experience to be here. And I totally remember when you were first starting out 10 years ago, and I was just at Hay House, and it was I'd only started doing events, you know, like I did, and to see where we are now and just how proud I am. to be part of this conversation with you. So thank you for having me on. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I've been following you since back when I first sponsored one of your live events. I think that was in New Hampshire. So I've been an avid follower of yours.
Yeah.
Watch your videos, watch your Oracle readings, go to your site and, you know, hit the Oracle cards. And
yeah.
So I've purchased every one of your books. And when Uncharted came out,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, I got to get a copy. She's going to be on my show. I told you off air, Colette,
yeah.
I devoured it because it spoke to me, for one, and everyone that follows my brand knows this is what I'm all about, right?
Yep.
It's about living from the inside out.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's my language. But when I dove yeah. in and you gave us a map, and in your first book, your other book, The Map.
The Map.
Yeah. And then this is like the follow-up, Uncharted.
Yeah.
In each one, it was like I felt like I was on a journey inside my soul.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll just use my language of how I want to describe what it felt like. And then I want to dive into your intention because,
sure.
wow, if it hit me like this. I loved that. As I went through Uncharted and went through the five realms, which we're going to be talking about,
mm-hmm.
that at the end of every one, it wasn't just speaking to me. It was, all right, Linda, are you ready to dive in deeper? And you give exercises that are based on your process
yeah.
of that you teach through the Envision process.
Yeah.
And that is really what I think anchors the teachings.
Yeah.
And that was my truth. So first off,
yeah.
let's talk about...
That was the intention.
Hey, I nailed it because I could feel
it.
I could feel it deeply. So a couple
yeah.
things I want to get out of the way is because
yep.
we're going to be using the word spirit a lot.
Yep.
And I tell every time I bring this word up in different venues of my different brands, I always like to clarify what it means to that person because I don't
Perfect.
Want someone projecting their definition.
Yep.
So go for it, girl.
Okay, good. So spirit in the context that I talk about it, so I talk about spirit as being, is really another word for, you can say, universe, great consciousness with a capital C. The idea that there is a conscious energy that animates all of life, that we are a part of in communion with, it infuses us with life. It is an intelligence that is everywhere. So different from spirits with a small s, which is what I refer to because I'm a medium, so I do readings. And when I say spirits there, I'm really talking to the energy of somebody who retains their personality in order to communicate with their living loved ones. So that's different. But spirit in general, I stay out of the religious context. Although you know, just calling it universe or the quantum field. You know, it's really about language that is personal to that person. But so when I use spirit, I'm not talking about a god like a white old man in the sky that's going to punish you or reward you if you're good or punish you if you're bad. It's not that either. It's really this a great impersonal yet loving consciousness that is everywhere.
I love that description. That's how I feel personally
mm-hmm.
about spirit, universe, divine. I use all those words
yeah,
interchangeably.
Yeah, I use them interchangeably.
Yeah, and it's how I live my life. There's another couple
mm-hmm.
terms that really spoke to me because I had never heard of them before, and
mm-hmm.
I loved them, and I could see a full article about this, by the way. And
sure.
one was the spiritual amnesia. And
yeah.
when I first heard the term, I'm like, wow. So briefly describe what that is, and because this will give
sure.
everyone a context of your teachings.
Sure. So, and actually in the second section of my book, or the second like little or pre-chapter or whatever, I talk about the list of terms that I use in the book. And spiritual amnesia represents the experience that we have when we forget that we are first spirit and human second. And we think that we create reality based on self-will alone. We see the world through the materialist view, that we see our worldview through a disconnected lens. We see ourselves as separate from one another, and we cannot we don't perceive the world beyond our five senses and intellect. And that is what spiritual amnesia is, that we actually forget who we really are. And our actions, and the way we think, you know, follow that, right? So when we behave in such a way that we think that the world is separate, et cetera. So because, and the reason why I call it amnesia, because amnesia is a great forgetting. right? So you have to know that it exists in advance. It's like when you forget your name, you had a name. So we forget that we forget the thing that we know when we first arrive on this planet, right? We know that we are spirit. Babies know. We unlearn it.
Well, I loved it. That one really spoke to me in spiritual narcolepsy.
Ah-ha.
That one, I was like, whoa, she's really kicking butt in here, because we need to know these things and understand them to understand where we are on our journey.
Well, spiritual narcolepsy happens to everybody, even the most spiritual people, because we have an ego, our small self. When we let the small self run the show, or when we're triggered by fear, and that's when we immediately fall asleep at the wheel, right? And it's like this sense that we're in the middle of a sentence of manifesting something, but something causes us to be afraid, and it's like an instant reaction. We forget we're spiritual beings having human experience. Same sort of. It's another version of the amnesia, but in that moment, we just buy into all the old crap that we believed about, you know, reality and what it means and conditions. And again, we go right back quickly to that disconnected worldview where it's like, oh my God, I'm never going to get what I want. Or the old subconscious programs start to run the show. And then we forget that we are powerful co-creators. We think that we are, in fact, subject to the whims of a universe that has no, you know, that's chaotic and random. So all of us will, but we can wake up again. That's the thing. So once we've awoken, most of us, you're awake. Anybody listening to your show has a level of awakening. But everybody that's listening to your show is also going to fall asleep. And that's part of the deal. We're all going to fall asleep at the wheel. And that's the idea, is to wake up faster every time.
I love that.
I don't know anybody that's consistently clear and completely alert to their spirituality 24/7. Even the greatest spiritual teachers fall asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, I feel like it's always a wave, a dance with grace.
Yeah.
Right? We're in and out, and that's okay, because that's part of how it's meant to be. It's just realizing when you're out so you can get back into the flow again.
Yes, that's exactly right. So it's kind of like, listen, kids, this is where we're at. This is what happens to everybody. So let's make the best of it. You know, let's just be aware when it happens, and so that we can wake ourselves back up again, and then ensure that the damage that we do, because we all will, you know, isn't too great. We can make amends, start over, redirect our energy, and, you know, and then realize that there's a next layer of the onion skin we have to peel to get to that beautiful jewel in the center. It's not a one-shot deal.
No,
it's not.
That's what I love about the book, is it really helps us see where we are. And I want to dive in when we come back from break. I want to talk about the five realms and give an overview of what it is, because they really spoke to me and helped me dive deeper into my truth. And we'll be back in a moment with Colette Baron-Reed of ColetteBaronReed.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and I am having a soul-inspiring conversation here with Colette Baron-Reed, and I am so glad that you are part of it. So, Colette, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, I had asked you to define some terms because they were really important to me as I read your book and in all of your teachings. But now I want to dive into what you call the five realms, right? Because I was like, ta-da, when I read them, because they all made such sense to me. And I'm like, wow, to have this language and to have, I call them like they were like guideposts for me. So
well, they are.
Explain what they are.
So first of all, I got the map of the soul was shown to me. I know we haven't talked about Fred yet, but I tuned in after I shot my TV show in Canada. I was accompanied by a chorus that showed up in my meditation afterwards. And anyway, I'll talk a little bit more about that later. I'm sure we'll talk about that. But this group of voices, a chorus of voices that would come to me, started showing me pictures and images of things, or I would get them in meditation. I knew it didn't come from me or my imagination. And one of them images was this spherical map that of where everything, absolutely everything, was connected in this ball of light. And it was this kind of a glimpse of like a hologram. And I was then able to describe this to the best of my ability as a means in which we co-create reality, that everything first has to start in the invisible. Essence is our priority. Essence is our primary reality. It's the invisible. It is not the material realm that we see that our five senses tell us is our primary reality. It's really the invisible, the essence of things, the quintessence. Plato talked about that every single thing that we see has an archetypal essence beyond, before it exists. So everything that we see in the world of form is called out from formlessness. And so if we look at spirit as our primary reality, and that we come from spirit, we return to spirit, spirit source, the quantum field, however you want to describe it, that invisible place is the matrix of where everything is connected. It's an interconnected connected place where everything else is a part of that. So spirit is primary. Then we have consciousness, which is the mind, is next, where the human, we're talking about us. So let's say the great mind created us, you know, had an idea and created us. That even all major religions and all major philosophies of creationists that believe that there is something to do with a consciousness that dreamed us in a way. So there's a dreaming the world into reality. And so we ourselves have a connection to that greater consciousness, but how does our small mind work? And that talks about the subconscious and how the actual brain works and how we tune into ideas and things. And then the realm of light is actually illuminates the shadow. So once we ignite the mind and we realize that our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs really have a relationship to the world that we see, then we illuminate the shadow and we find out what have we lost along our journey? What is it that was taken from us in when we were wounded? How can we reclaim those things? And also to illuminate the shadow is to bring everything into wholeness. Then we go from there, we go into the realm of energy where we can steward intention. So then, you know, once we have clarity over, you know, about everything without judgment, that's the other thing. It's like there is no judgment. And spirit is impersonal. This is, you know, everything that we interact with is not personal. It's like we keep thinking everything is about us, the small self, and it isn't. It's about creating and co-creating and realizing that we have a deliberate partnership with spirit. And when we act in that and we realize how we think, then we look at the shadow, then we look at the intention that we could steward deliberately in that partnership out into the world. Then we are calling the form from formlessness, but we don't dictate that. The realm of form is the last house on the road. It's the opposite. We think that we create the world from form and then think spirit is something other, right? That we see them all as separate. If we start with form, they're all separated. If we do it this way, everything is interconnected. And so form is the surprise. So I always say, you know, your intention, the essence of your desire, because the desire is in the realm of energy as well, desire and intention. You know, it's the essence of that when you hold that and you say thank you in advance, which is the abracadabra, the holding that space for gratitude. The form shows up in the appropriate way that it will for you. I'll tell you a funny story.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, so this is really master manifesting. It's just teaching people that you are co-creating your reality all the time. So when you're deliberate about it, you can have some fun. You can play because, of course, we are going to play in the realm of form. We just are. That's because the form is the thing that shows up to tell us this shows evidence. Form is the evidence, right? So, you know, I love to create oracle decks. That's my favorite thing. I'm starting my oracle school in April of 2017. I'm very excited about that. I have more decks coming out with Hay House. I'm in my element. And actually, you should see it. It looks like Hogwarts. It's my version of Hogwarts. Anyway, so I had put out an intention that, you know, that I would just love to see my oracle deck on my TV show. Now, my show was a small show shot in Canada, and I didn't get to have that. And I'd forgotten all about it. But I always saw my oracle cards on TV somehow. Done something else, a Dr. Phil show, and we were talking about that there. It didn't happen there either. I was doing mediumship. So it was very interesting how my oracle cards have never quite shown up the way I wanted them to. But I'd forgotten all about the fact that I set out that intention and I visualized that. And then because the form just didn't happen the way I thought it was supposed to happen, didn't I get an email a few weeks ago from Midnight Texas, this new show on NBC that has a good witch in it, that as the main hero character, and they requested all my oracle decks to be in the shelves in this little funky store on this TV show, and that this witch, this good witch, would be using my enchanted map oracle cards as her go-to deck in the TV show.
Oh my God! So it's bigger than it showed up,
yeah,
in a way that you couldn't have envisioned.
I
but
could
bigger
never
and
have envisioned this. Never in a gazillion years would I have ever thought of this. No. But it will serve others because it's a good, first of all, it's a good witch. She's a person who does good things for people. It's very, you know, archetypal, good. But it's playful. It's by the same people who did True Blood, but it's on NBC, so like Once Upon a Time. So it's very magical and very cool. But I could never have picked this, nor could I have ever. I personally will be very unlikely to end up with a TV show on a major network because mediumship is it's only shown on cable. So the fact that my oracle cards could get on NBC.
Major.
Right?
That is
now,
major. But that's what I love about spirit, right? If when
yes.
we trust and allow,
we
allow spirit to make things into form,
yeah,
in ways that we could not do if we stay in our small self.
No, exactly. And we limit it. If I had only thought about me being on TV doing readings with my oracle cards, that was a complete limitation. That was a projection of my desire that only came from what was familiar to me. Uncharted is about trusting the unfamiliar and trusting that the form will show up in our lives in a better way than we could possibly imagine. It's an unlimited possibility that we can't plan for. And that's where we all get into trouble when we work with the law of attraction and when we're really sitting there going like, okay, how do I create my reality? Well, we are too limited because we don't allow the form to show up for us in the correct way. Same thing with our house. We visualized, my husband and I wanted a farm. I didn't want to be more than an hour outside of a major city. We wanted, you know, my husband wanted a very specific architectural build house, like a Frank Lloyd Wright architectural house. I mean, we just put it down for the heck of it. I wanted a pool, blah, blah, blah. But then we were also not wealthy people. Like, we don't, you know, I make really good money, but I have 5 employees, right? So it's not like, oh, Colette's rich. It's not bad at all. So it's like the kind of place we wanted would be way out of our price range when we're living in Connecticut. So the next thing you know, my husband and I wrote it all down. We said, you know, let's just turn it over to spirit. And the whole point of this place was not just for me to serve me, but I could serve the world better if I could be in an environment like this. That was always the point. we could create better, we could do things, and we visualized what could happen if we have a home like that. Boom, boom, boom. Then we realized it's way out of our price range. We can never possibly afford a place like that. Sure enough, 3 weeks later, a phone call came from a friend of mine in Canada, right, saying, I know you have no plans of moving back to Canada, but there's this farm with this Frank Lloyd Wright Architectural House build copy.
Oh, my God.
An hour outside. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but we'd no plans. But see, Spirit knew the form was right for us, and it was affordable. You know, it was affordable. It's like, for us, it was shocking. And I said to my husband, we asked for this. You know, like, I know we don't plan on going back to Canada, but we may as well now.
Yeah, and it was the divine saying,
yeah,
you allowed, you trusted. Let me bring it to you in a package. It's just in a gift wrapping that looks different than what you envisioned. And that's the whole purpose of Uncharted is,
yeah,
trusting, allowing, going deeper, and
yeah,
having that belief that you are co-creating in every moment, which, you know,
exactly,
that's what's,
I mean,
so
we,
important to me.
I did not want a fixer-upper, but we got a fixer-upper, right? You know what I mean? So it was like...
So you had to compromise a little, it sounds.
Yes, exactly. I had to accept the gift that was given in the wrapping paper that it came with the work that had to be continuously done, because we were there to actually love this place back into being a loved place, right? So we came as a service to the land, too. And that was the other thing. It's like, if you are always thinking about service and asking in advance to be of service in the best way possible, and thanking the universe in advance, thanking Spirit, just because we are Spirit. We thank it, say, make me a conduit for your service. And then you just show up and chop wood, carry water, and stop trying to force it to happen. That's the other thing. Because the minute you get too attached to something, you push it away.
Exactly. And
you,
it's exactly how I've been living my life and how I birthed Aspire. I didn't have any publishing experience. I just had this desire to serve and create a magazine that encouraged women to live from the inside out. And every step was a moment of trust. And everything,
yeah,
that unfolded since then is because I see now, even though I didn't use the language back then, I see now it was a dance with Spirit, dancing with co-creation.
Yeah. Co-creation. That's exactly what you just said. And I remember meeting you and seeing you were on fire, and you didn't know. But you were just so present in what you wanted to create in the world. And that was the thing. We co-create. We don't just create. We dance with co-creation. We deliberately choose service as our partner, and service is Spirit, right? So when we're here to serve, we're here to connect with Spirit. And whatever that connection is, we say, use me, like, thy will be done through me, you know, your highest good. And bingo, doesn't it work out that way, that, wow, you know, and when things are being pushed away from us, it means it's not for us.
That's right, and we can't be attached to it because that's ego and fear, and that's like saying to Spirit, I don't trust you that you have something better for me if I let this go.
That's correct. I don't trust, that's right. And so many of us do that, and that's spiritual narcolepsy, when we hold on too tightly because we think that's the only way, or we get jealous of somebody else's success, or, you know, or we see things only from the context of what we've seen already, right? It's like then we immediately throw a limitation and wrench into things, and just being open to the next step showing up, and that's what Uncharted is. It's about trusting that the next step will appear, knowing that synchronicity is going to act for us, but we do need to do the work as we go. We have to keep on refusing to see ourselves as a victim of our circumstances. It was funny, I saw a really negative review on my book on Amazon by the only one of them all, and man, this woman was mad, you know, that I implied that we are co-creators, and that I implied that, you know, that whatever, you know, issue comes up for us, that we have a hand in that. But we do.
We do.
And
it took me a long time to
yeah,
acknowledge
it. That.
Yeah, and own it.
Yes. But once we do, and we realize that we are a part of every equation, even when something really horrific happens to us, our part of that equation is how we respond to it. It doesn't have anything to do with did we draw the experience to us. Although sometimes we do, but it's more about an opportunity to change our reaction to life on life's terms, because two things happen. We are co-creating reality individually, but also we co-create reality in a group, right? So like an entire country co-creates reality. Like there's an energy or an like a consciousness that is that's like a super consciousness, that like an ancestral consciousness. Then we have the individual. So we have to remember that we're not doing it by ourselves, and that sometimes, like, you know, we'll be born in a country that's impoverished, right? And that we have to find a different form of wealth for ourselves that may be very different if you would compare it to another country where people have more things. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I want to take a moment to jump over to break real quick. And when we come back, I want to ask you about Fred. And
okay.
I think it's really important so everyone understands the book. And we'll be back in a moment with Colette Baron-Reed of ColetteBaronReed.com. I encourage you to visit her website right now and order a copy of this phenomenal book, Uncharted. And we'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ladies, your story has the power to transform lives. Four-time best-selling boutique publishing company, Inspired Living Publishing, is dedicated to sharing women's stories of hope, love, and transformation with the intention to inspire and empower their readers to believe in the power of possibility. Share your story in an upcoming print or Kindle project. Visit inspiredlivingpublishing.com today.
Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I am Linda Joy, your host, and I am with Colette Baron-Reed of ColetteBaronReed.com. And we've been talking about the journey of the soul and spiritual narcolepsy and a bunch of other juicy stuff. And right before the break, I asked Colette that I told her I wanted to talk about Fred. And if you're wondering, Fred? Who's Fred? I thought it was so important because when I read the book, a lot of it began with the introduction of Fred into Colette's life. And I'm a big believer in this, so I said, Colette, let's do this. So Colette, introduce us to Fred.
Yes, okay. So now, just the context. So the very first thing that you're going to read in my book, it says, read this first, an explanation of Fred. And I wasn't going to write about this, just so you know, because I as much as I talk to dead people for a living and I've done readings for 28 years, when I crossed the channeling line, I like tuning into information that didn't come from my personal knowledge, I was like, no way. And so because I just, first of all, I used to roll my eyes if somebody ever said that they channeled stuff other than Esther and Jerry Hicks. And the Seth materials and Ramp and all that, you know, I'm really kind of like, oh, whatever. That's me. I'll be honest, right? So even though I'm in this world, sometimes I'm a little skeptical, right? So, but when it really happened to me, I was like, oh, I'm sorry for anybody I've ever said this to, because I really had as real as my coffee cup, I had this amazing experience with this group of energy, that consciousness that showed up in my life at the end of doing my TV show, A Message from Spirit, and here's why. I'd done over 300 readings in 12 shooting days, And I was exhausted. I'd never done that in my life. And remember, we're in front of a studio audience. You can't go say, oh, I'd like to do that again. You can't do that. It's like straight up the whole time. So you have to be completely out of self-awareness. At that stage, you have to let go, completely let go and let spirit work through you. And so it was like I got something extra after it was over. I was still really tired. It took me a month to recuperate. But it was like there was this other energy that was with me when I meditated. And I would hear things like in a chorus or like humming, like almost very musical. I'd get these ideas, and then it occurred to me that these are not my ideas, right? Just a second. Like, this is a consistent extra thing happening here, and only when I meditated, and only when I would listen in. So it was a context of me tuning in to listen in, and all of a sudden there it was. If I wasn't listening, if I wasn't engaged in the act of listening, it wasn't there. So anyway, I told my editor about this, and I said, you know, I'm getting these ideas, and I don't think they're mine. And she goes, well, tell me about it. So I told her. She goes, well, we need a name for these things. I said, oh, I don't know what they are. So she said, why don't you ask them? And I thought, oh, Kel Surprise. Like, of course, ask a question. Hello. Anyway, so I tune in, and I get into this kind of a lolly state where I feel like I've eaten too much sugar or too much cake, and or like after Christmas dinner and you're fried and you're all of a sudden you're like, that's how it feels. That's how it feels, right? So I get in this and I say like, hi, it's me, like as if they don't know, right? And I'd like to know who you are, if you could tell me. And then all of a sudden I hear, I swear, clear as a bell, like this sing-song, the most beautiful enveloped sound that was inside me, by the way, not in the room. We are we, you are we. We are light. We are when you listen. I'm like, okay, man.
Whoa.
And then I was like, okay, that doesn't totally help me, but this is really interesting. Then I'm like, what do I call you? I need to call you something. Do I call you the chorus, whatever? And then they go, we are we, Fred. And I'm like, Fred? No, you're not going to be Fred. Oh, come on. Doreen Virtue gets Angel Gabriel and Raphael and all these really cool people that we know about in the Bible, and I have to get Fred? And I'm like, please don't make me call you Fred. And then we're like, Fred.
It was like the ego small self was going, come on, give me a cooler name than that.
Yeah, give me Gandalf or something like, you know, Dumbledore. No, I got this. So then I realized that I used to call spirit, quantum Fred, when I would talk to my friend Pam Grout. And I'm like, oh, wow. I used to use that term. I used to refer to spirit, God, quantum Fred as a joke. And I'm thinking, oh, this is interesting. And then all of a sudden, I start seeing a picture in my head of Dana Carvey, the actor, with his glasses on and with a wig, what he wore in that movie Wayne's World. Now, I never liked the movie. I never even saw the whole movie back to face. I hated it. I thought it was a stupid thing.
I did too, honestly.
Everybody thought it was funny. I thought it was stupid. Anyhow, so I'm thinking Wayne's World. I had to call my girlfriend and say, listen, there's a character in that movie, that stupid movie. Can you tell me what its name was? And she says, oh, that's Garth. Oh, he's a goofy guy. You're supposed to laugh at him. And I'm like going, Garth, okay. Then I realize, oh, my gosh, in my envision process, I tell people to look up the name. If they get a name in their meditation, that they're to look it up and find the symbolic meaning of it. So I look up Fred, which is the ruler of peace, and I look up Garth, which is defender of the garden.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm talking to the ruler of peace and defender of the garden. Oh, my God. So, and this is how it would go, that, you know, whatever a method that I knew personally of how to understand symbolic meaning of things, this group of energies, and I'm going to call them energies because they were never people, like, so they're not really an entity, although they kind of are, but they would channel information through me, through my own process of showing me things that had symbolic meaning that were hilarious, though. Because if you recall, in that movie, there's a point where the two characters go, we are not worthy, we are not worthy, when they meet Alice Cooper.
I remember that part, because that
right?
Went like viral little.
Right. We are not worthy, we are not worthy. Well, of course, that's the whole point, right, is that that the real core for many of us is a sense of a deep unworthiness. And so there were so many symbolic pieces from that film. I of course, had to go watch the movie again. I didn't right away, but I thought, geez, I better go look at this thing. Like, but, you know, there were so many pieces. And then they showed me John Denver and George Burns, and they used movies. Now, that was years ago. There was a movie called Oh God. And
that was funny. That was a good movie.
Wasn't it? But John Denver wanted to know why God showed up with that as an old man with a cigar. And he said, because that's how you'll feel comfortable recognizing me. Like, see, that's the only way you'll accept me. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So this is what this is. This is like they're just showing up using whatever there is in my memory banks or in the collective memory to show me things, to show me how they can communicate about our journey. And they talk about things like the garden, and they talk about, you know, that there's room for everyone. There is no limitations, that this is a perception, that we need to be playful and funny. And they're so hilarious. And so they colored the book from top to finish, even though my intention for the book that was supposed to be a sequel to The Map, it's not really a sequel to Map anymore. It is another context using a map idea. But in fact, it was greatly influenced by the information I channeled from Fred, but it was simplified. Like, I had a whole other book in mind where I was literally going to show everybody about quantum physics and quantum theory and how smart I was, you know, and how this uncharted map is like the quantum field. You enter into this, the observer, you know, and the particle theory and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, they were like, no, you're not. No, we're not doing that.
This is the one. This is the one that was meant to be written.
Yes.
And I love something that is in the book that when you're talking about Fred, it said that Fred is always showing that we are here to create and that there's always enough in the garden, and we must defend that against our fear. We have to be playful as we plant, grow, and co-create. And we're going to jump on our final break, and we will be back in a moment with Colette Baron-Reed of ColetteBaronReed.com. And I can't wait to dive even deeper into this, so we'll be back in a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Isn't it time for you to listen to your own internal compass, your intuition, rather than listening to all those around you? When you learn how to navigate using your intuition, you'll discover how to hear your soul's whispers so you live a life of purpose, joy, and abundance. Soulwise Living mentor Laura Clark provides women with the empowering tools and support to help them tame their inner critic, calm their emotions, and ground themselves so they can hear, trust, and act upon their inner guidance. If you're ready to awaken your intuition, visit soulwiseliving.com to schedule a complimentary sacred soul chat, read Laura's inspiring blog posts, and discover an array of free supportive resources.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Colette Baron-Reed. So, Colette, you know, you shared what FRED is and how mm-hmm. it's now a big part of your life. Mm-hmm. And so many of us know, of course, the Law of Attraction and Jerry and Esther Hicks.
Sure.
So I wanted to bring that up because for some people, if they hear that, they're going to go, what? What are you talking
yep.
about? And
channeled information.
Yes, and Law of Attraction is based on channeled information
yep.
given to Jerry and Esther Hicks. And so many of us
yep.
readily are open to receiving that information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no, there's differences, of course, but what I'm trying to say is there's
yeah.
no differences. Channeled information, I always believed, is for those, and I believe that many of us can do this if we
yes.
if we did the inner healing, but it's really source creation.
Yep.
coming through us, and
yes.
because the
creation
message is important
us, yes.
and needs to be shared.
And the message is universal. And one of the
yes.
things that I really got and what was such a great experience was I was so clearly shown that each person that would read the book would be given a gift personal to them. I didn't know how that was going to happen, but I've never seen this in my career. You know, I have like 2,000 people in the book club on Facebook, and, you know, people are coming in droves and experiencing such personal epiphanies from this. And that was the thing, that they were like, get out of your own way, Colette, because that's really, really, you know, channeling is about getting out of your own way. And, you know, and listen, I'm, of course, I had a hand in this. This isn't all material that I was, you know, given, and none of it is really new either, which was also very interesting. I thought, oh, I'm going to come up with all kinds of new ideas, and it wasn't. What it was, though, was a very pertinent, a new perspective on things that we already know, and a different, just a whole different viewpoint on the Law of Attraction, how it works, and how we do co-create reality. And it is a co-creation. Its focus and push was really on that, but that each person is capable. So if you were to read the book, you know, there's something in it for everyone that reads it. Right, so that's why I thought it was funny. Even when somebody reacts really strongly against it, it's because they don't want to do the work or they're afraid of it.
That's
you
what
know,
I was thinking.
Right?
What I was intuitively
mm-hmm.
feeling that.
Yeah.
This book.
You have to do it.
Dives deeper. It dives deeper into the inner realms where Law of Attraction,
yeah.
which I've been following for God over 20 years.
Yeah, me too.
This brought me deeper. Right? It brought me deeper
yeah.
into me, into my truth, into my fears, into my blocks. And that's the part I like really grasped onto. And the exercises just helped me anchor them, as I said at the beginning. And
well, the book is supposed to be, you can do two things with it. First, read it cover to cover, and it's a great journey and lots of stories, and it's fun. And it's a read that will say to you, oh, yes, there's stuff to be hopeful for. But if you don't do the exercises, you won't get really what the book is about. It's the exercises that makes it come alive for you. And I remember creating the exercise about the storytelling one, and it just came through me, and I know that, okay, thanks, Fred. I actually went and did the book myself as I was writing it, because as I said, I was a co-pilot. I didn't do it all by myself. And I found I learned more about myself in such a way that was almost shocking, given that I was the one writing the book. And, you know, thinking that it was coming through for the 30 years of me understanding metaphysics and now my, you know, because I'm a science geek and realize, thinking about I could add all these things, and none of those things went in the book at all. If anything, it's an experiential journey into the deepest areas of yourself, so that you can become a deliberate co-creator with spirit as your partner, or the field as your partner, if you'd rather hear it this way, or the universe as your partner, whatever your language is. But you got a partnership, and being aware of that is really what this book is about.
Yeah, and it really helped me see that. And there's a phrase, you know, as we come to an end of our time together, there's a phrase that really spoke to me, and it's in the beginning, and it says, that Fred says, and when I've heard these words, it's like, how can you, I read these words, it's truth, and I'm hoping, and I want to share them because I believe that anyone that hears these words are going to hear truth. And it says, remember who you were before you came to be. You have the power, I want to cry, to write a new story for your life so you can begin to live it. And your new story becomes the new story for all. I got so emotional the first time. I'm getting emotional now. I got so emotional, Colette, because I love the last line. Your new story becomes the new story for all. And I took that. I'll tell you what I felt it energetically is. If I do my work, if I heal my soul, connect with my spirit, do the work that I'm here to do, right, to heal so I can serve at the highest and best, my energy, my new vibe, my new sense of being is going to radiate outward, and that's what changes lives.
Yeah.
So it's our personal responsibility to do the inner work.
Yep.
And I love that it's this co-creative process because then we don't feel like we're doing it alone.
Yeah, I agree. We don't feel that we're doing it alone. That's right.
And
we don't do it alone.
Yeah, we don't, and you know from our connection from many years ago, everything that I've done has been a dance with divine and spirit. Now, over the last 10 years of starting Aspire, I've had different language throughout the journey because I've been just growing and developing. So, but I now say, and I tell all my private clients, I did not do this alone. The reason everything flows to me with ease and grace, and my projects unfold with ease and grace, is I create, I birth, I let go.
Yep, I let go. This piece, that what you just said, I let go. There is such a dance between the intention and the surrender, and it is delicate. But if we don't let go, we stay put, right?
Exactly.
We don't evolve, and self evolution includes. An important piece, which is letting go and trusting. And even the days you don't trust, you still have to let go and allow things to be as they are meant to be.
Yes, and it is such an empowering place to be. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I know I'm going to be having you back on the show because there's so much more that we can talk about. And I want to encourage everyone to visit Colette at ColetteBarronReed.com, order Uncharted, learn about the book club, dive into this. She has so many supportive resources to support you on this journey. And I want to thank you for sharing space with us, Colette and I, here today. And until next time, choose joy, choose love, and choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.